Cyrus advanced from Sogdiana into what is now Kazakhstan to find further plains bandit-haunted and drear. Their immensity mocked all human ambition, even that of the greatest conqueror ever known. How far they stretched, no one could say for sure, nor what might be found at their extremities. When, at length, crossing the monotony of the steppe lands, Cyrus found a broad river obstructing his path, he at last called a halt to his advance. The river itself, the Jaxartes, was shallow and island-dotted, affording only the barest of natural frontiers. So Cyrus, making good the deficiencies of nature, ordered the construction of 7 frontier towns, naming the greatest one after himself, Chiropolis. Cyrus's strategy had always been to menace his enemies and to reassure his slaves. And by 540 BC, with the eastern frontier stabilized, he felt ready to put it to its ultimate test. Returning to the Zagros, he fixed his predatory gaze on that supreme goal of every conqueror's ambition, the wealthy flatlands of what is now southern Iraq, stretching from Assyria to the Persian Gulf, the stage for splendid cities since the very dawn of time. Launching his invasion of enemy territory, he claimed to be defending it. Leading an immense army, he affected to be an avatar of peace. And everywhere, strongholds met him with an opening of their gates. In truth, Persian firepower being what it was, this had been the only sane policy for the defenders to adopt. The one army which sought to defy the invasion had been summarily obliterated. For Cyrus, as he had shown in Lydia, was not averse to the occasional atrocity when he felt that it might serve a salutary purpose. When Cyrus at last fell in battle, he was 70. His appetite for conquest still unassuaged, for his death had come north of the Jaxartes, far beyond the limits he had once set on his own ambitions. The man who had convulsed the world would be remembered with an almost unqualified admiration for his exceptional nobility of character and as the architect of a universal peace. Cyrus had indeed seduced the world as well as forced himself on it, persuading a host of different peoples that he understood them, respected them, and desired their love. No empire had ever before been raised on such foundations. No conqueror had ever before displayed such clemency, such restraint. This had been the genius of Cyrus, and his reward had been dominion on a scale beyond all dreams.